Hello everyone, this is Skinny E Media and Bobatron or Rob Bavister as usual. And we're going to be
Hello
doing
there.
something a little bit different this time. And we're going to try to see if we can edit it down to family level guidelines. Just this once. So you won't be hearing any swearing or sex talk this time. And we're going to be talking about the big green triangle. Boys and girls. Woo! Oh, sorry, maybe that was a bit of a bum joke. It's the U. That's the green triangle.
Before we do that, get started on this topic, though, I want to just mention something I forgot to mention in the previous podcast, the one regarding the PG-13 rating. And that is another example of the range of a PG-13 was found in 1997. But of course, as I mentioned, you had Anaconda at one end. But on the other end, you had Batman and Robin and Steel, which were pretty much PG rating everywhere else in the world. And Steel was so mild that one of the police officers in the film referred to the main character as a son of a butt. So I just thought that was an example of the ranges of that rating. Probably a bit moot and immaterial now, but I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah, well, if they really wanted to get the higher rating, they could have at least broadened their horizons a little bit. I don't know. Maybe they just did that for marketing purposes because they thought if it's PG, it's seen as a kid's film. Well, anywhere else, especially in 97, PG films could run the gamut, really. PG-13 is when you, or 12, are equivalent. You had to push the buttons a little bit. I don't know. That was just a bit bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I've never seen any of those films, so I can't really speak for them as well.
Well, both Steel and Batman Robin are very, very bad, just to keep it within the parameters of today's language. I mean, I won't be able to keep it that much language, keep it within the parameters for long, but I'll just say, yes, they were not good movies. They were absolutely terrible and considered some of the worst movies of all time.
Well, I'll take your word for it, but nothing can be as weird as All Dogs Go to Heaven. Well, that's another
story. I've not
seen
it, so I've heard of that movie. I think I've seen like the end of it, but I haven't actually seen them. Sat down and watched the actual movie, so I can't actually comment. So I can't comment.
No worries. That's just me talking to the side there. But yes, I know we always sometimes forget about little things that we said from previous podcasts before, but so there you have it. But let's get down to brass tacks. As far as we're concerned, the green triangle, or U, as we know, is the oldest rating in BBFC history. And it used to be certainly a lot more stringent. Then it was quite loose. Now it's a lot more strict. It sort of really goes back and forth, back and forth. It's certainly one of the most versatile, but also one of the most, and maybe it's misunderstood in the same way that X or NC-17 is, but I think it's a bit of a mystery of its own, that little green triangle that no one can sort of pinpoint, you know, all ages, children, families, that you see that happen for a while. Well, we're going to be talking about it nonetheless. But first off, as always, your first early experiences with the U certificate, it's very likely a Disney movie. So, like with our Disney podcast, there might be some overlap in the topics that we're going to be discussing. So, we'll let Rob give his shot.
Well, I think most of the films we would have been watching from our earliest days would have, or TV shows, most of the things we've been watching on video from our earliest days would have been U-rated. So I can't really go over that far. I mean, obviously, the first films we would have seen at the cinema, both hands would have been U-rated, at least I think they would have been. The first film I remember going to see at the cinema was my dad taking me to see the 50th anniversary re-release of Fantasia. So, yeah, and of course, it is, even when back when I was a kid, I always thought like of U was generally a little kid's things, which is weird considering some of the films that got slapped with the rating back in nowadays, and it's always been an example. I know the BBFC has had a reputation of being quite a quite overly zealous and maybe a bit too a bit too zealous or a bit too over-infused about putting higher ratings onto movies. But throughout history, it's like they've been, the U is where they, and with kids' films, it's an area they've been uncharacteristically lenient and permissive with as compared to other countries such as America's MPAA or Australia's ACB. Because a lot of the U, even a lot of, even in the 90s, and not as much as it was in the previous decades, a lot of, quite a few of the U-rated films that came out were rated PG in America. And it's, while it did stop recently, it's going back that direction. Now I think, what was the first film you ever remember seeing at the cinema, Mark?
Well, it's a PG film. It was Toy Story. But when you talk to most people, they don't really think of that as a PG film. The first used to get film probably was Aladdin or Oliver and Company, one of those. 96 was the first set of years I saw films in the cinema.
I saw Aladdin as well at the cinema. Yeah, I saw it for my 9th birthday because it took a bit while to come out here. So another U-rated film. Same year that Lion King came out, which is another U-rated film. But yeah. So obviously, I mean, the U-rated film is generally a film that's going kids are going to go see, and maybe PG-rated film. So obviously, we're going to have seen quite a few during our time, which begs the question: how long until we inevitably talk about the elephant in the room of Watership Down?
I think no BBFC conversation can end or start without discussing that title. That's certainly the black sheep.
But not for discussing the U rating, no.
Exactly. I mean, for a long time, until just very recently, it's always been U certificate. And most people, maybe even some kids a lot younger than us, have seen it, like on TV and stuff. And it certainly is the most violent, most disturbing U certificate film ever made.
Although there was some Ken Loach's Kez, I think, or something in the 60s, that was U rated and actually has an F-bomb in it, apparently.
Oh, well, you mean...
No, I kid you not.
Oh, well, they must have certainly slipped on that because they were never permitting that sort of thing unless it was like X, at least at the time.
I mean, they say that was the last time they were ever going to let anything like that go over U film. And that's when after that, they started to understand, okay, the U is more for family or for kids films or anything and not films like this. But it's like, but dude... Watership Down. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, and of course we've had other films like Star Wars and E.T., but we'll get onto those later. But I think we should probably get back. Yeah, let's talk about Watership Down a bit more.
Oh, absolutely. Now, from my experience, let's take that to the side. But reeling that back in about Watership Down. It's a strange one, and even I can't get my head around it entirely, except for the fact that it's an animation, and that's probably why they let it slip by. You know, I remember seeing it on Film 4 when I must have been like 11 or 12, and it was like on at 6 o'clock or something. It was uncut, and I was left wondering the same thing as everyone else was. How on earth did that pass through? Coincidentally, Film 4 is the same channel I saw Princess Mononoke uncut, so two animated films with shocking material. But anyways...
Well, I do reckon that Furman may have been, for all his problems, may have been lenient on animation, like he gave Akira a 12. I mean, you can make it that way, what you will. But if you go on to Watership Down on IMDb, which I always talk about, and... go onto its parents' guide certification page. Yeah, you'll realize it is not. Well, no one's going to give that lower rating and everything. I mean, Australia and America both PG. Although on American TV, it's given a TV MA rating, which, again, make of it what you will. Well, no, some people have given it South Korea all, Spain A, Malaysia U, Ireland G, or Ireland 12, 2005 DVD. I'm not going to go through all of them.
I will sort of put an asterisk on that a little bit, because some of those submissions of what the ratings are user-generated, so it might not be entirely factual. But I would presume, maybe I'm wrong on this, like in South Korea, like you said, if it says all ages, it's very likely they probably cut and trim a few things out, because I highly doubt they would have let something like that pass at the equivalent of the G. I mean, if this is France, they would have said it is fine, too public, but anywhere else, they would have had to at least cut a few things out.
You know, Sweden, it says 7 original rating cuts, then later on it says Sweden 7, 2022 uncut. Sorry to interrupt, but I just thought. You should just say if it's cut or not.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is, I understand that, but that one's a bit bizarre to me, really. But I would suppose, like with anywhere else, different standards for different cultures. I'm sure people who hunt foxes or are people outdoors people probably wouldn't find worship down as offensive as someone who's only ever lived in a sort of urban metropolitan environment, has never seen a fox, raccoon or rabbit, unless they may be eating it. So, you know, it varies really, but there's really, in a sort of Anglosphere sense, no way a film like that can be seen as just all ages experience, at least in our perspective. And all testimonies from all the complaints that Ofcom received about Worship Down being aired in the daytime on like ITV1 or BBC2 or whatever, concern the stand testimony as to why, they're certainly wrong on this one. And James Furman said one of the films we most regretted giving a rating to was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That was a pretty strong PG film, even if it was cut.
Yeah. But it's like, he says nothing about Watership Down, does he? It's just, maybe have some better priorities and horizons, man.
Mary Whitehouse, course, same thing. She didn't say anything about that one.
Well, it just goes to show how out of sync these moral guardians are with actual parents they claim to be speaking for. She was, as we've said it again, moaning about films like Life of Brian and Exorcist and Straw Dogs and all these things that are either AA or X rated, just that parents can't take their kids to. And yet, when parents take their kids to see Bunny Genocide, and they are up in arms about it, and she's got nothing to say about it, and no one of these moral guardians. So just the show, they're just full of horse hooey.
Well, it goes without saying, in that movie, Pelican does say she was in the film, and that is a U certificate, but now that it's PG, I don't think it would even help either, especially when everything that seems to be just even a little bit shocking is now pushed to 12. So,
of course, we can
probably the most parents.
Well, that's something we can turn into another minute. It's because the other main U-rated films I want to bring up, and of course a much bigger film that's been much more culturally relevant and impactful, Star Wars, the original trilogy, which of course were all U-rated at the time. And I couldn't believe that when I was a kid and everything. And of course, I saw hadn't watched the film as much as kids, but I saw the re-releases in 97. And of course, you see quite a few people dying. You see Vader breaking people's necks and choking people. And you see that guy in the cantina have his arm cut off, and you see it on the floor. And it's just, how is this given a kid-friendly rating? And in the second one, and in Empire Strikes Back, I mean, not only does Vader choke people out, a lot of people out a few times, when Luke's in a cage with that Wampa or whatever it is, he cuts its arm off, and you see it standing there with its arm severed off. I remember when I watched that one in the cinema, there was a little kid crying that it was scared by it. I mean, it's just good grief, man. I mean, I don't know if Star Wars, I think Star Wars is still a U, but the next two, Empire and Jedi, I think have been upgraded to PGs.
Well, I think the PG would be more pertinent, even if parents will still complain that it's too violent, even at that. It's almost like they treat PG and U as interchangeable. There's no difference between the two. But I'm sure back when we were children, oh, there was a marked difference. Now, I haven't seen the Star Wars films, at least the trilogy, when I got older, mainly because I just wasn't that interested. But I have seen Phantom Menace. That was a U certificate. And I thought the same thing as you, like, that was pretty violent, especially considering how many kids were scared of Darth Maul. I thought he was cool, Darth Maul, but everyone was sort of freaked out by him because he looked like some sort of demon monster. And then there was even some quite intense sci-fi violence and the implication that he was dismembered. I know I'm giving away spoilers, but who cares? And you see half of his body falling out in a pit.
It was pretty... I don't understand how they come to be doing it, how they felt that was cool and everything. It's just weird that for all their reputations as being these scissor-happy censors and everything who were just pearl-clutching all the time, the BBFC felt the shit... This kind of stuff was cool at you, which is, if any Americans or Australians listen to this, and why would they be, that's our equivalent of a G rating. Well, the topic of today's podcast is this country's equivalent of your G rating.
Hey, I'll put that as the tagline for anyone who might not be in the know. But yeah, it is quite bizarre, really. I think with Phantom Menace, they probably just gave it a U because it was a legacy rating, keeping in tune with the previous entries. And I think, well, actually, I think Thurman was already out. It was Robin Duvall who was the chief censor at the time. So that one I don't quite understand, but like it was early days with guidelines. So they weren't entirely sure how to sort of pinpoint the two together, especially when you consider at that time, Toy Story was PG. And, you know, we've both seen that movie. Toy Story is actually my favorite film of all time. That couldn't be any milder. I mean, the only reason why that got a PG was because of the use of fireworks and little explosives by a child or tween. It's like, well, we don't get it, but in hindsight,
yeah,
maybe there was some sort of rationale, but I can't really quite justify for Star Wars. I think it was a bit overly
zealous. Because now that we've discussed Watership Down and Star Wars, the next one I want to mention is E.T.
Oh, boy. Now, that one I do can speak from experience, because I remember seeing that at the cinema for its 20th anniversary. And I thought, like the same with you, that was pretty rude. Yeah, whether we can say the words or not is open to debate, but I'm just going to say them anyways. If I edit them out, who cares? But I know said in it, and those are certainly not U certificate words, but you could say the word that rhymes with... that's another one.
Image.
Those are not U certificate words. Those are PG, almost 12. It's been a while since I've seen E.T., like more than 20 years, and I don't even hear the word spit. It rhymes with spit. As much in PG films nowadays, it's always like sort of incidental. It might get maybe one, maybe two or three uses, but you know, keep it at that. Bit of a strange one, really, but I guess because of the family-friendly atmosphere of a boy who friends an alien, they found it was probably non-threatening. Also, Steven Spielberg was involved, and he'd done the PG-rated Jaws. I'm sorry, A-rated, and that was extremely violent. But E.T., you know, no violence, but it did have some rough language, and that was passed with a U. People still couldn't quite get their head around that, but because Steven Spielberg probably bribed them, that's probably what happened.
They may have done. I don't know if he really had the BBFC in mind and everything, but I mean, it could be. Yeah, those are some pretty... those are three examples of films that rated you back then would be hard pressed to get PG ratings now. Obviously, they all three were rated PG by America's MPAA. The first two, well, I mean, like Watership Down and original Star Wars trilogy, rated PG also by Australia's ACB. Although ET was given a G by the ACB, but I don't want to get too hung up on all little details and everything. Because again, I've referred to high impact classification in the past, and I'm going to do so again. You did say you're familiar with that website, didn't you, Mark?
I have. I've used it several times, mostly in reference to anime and films that are like, it was 12A, but then it was R, or it was like PG-13.
Okay. That is... oh, right, yeah, that one. Because right now I'm looking at its page for 10 U-rated films that, by the BBC that contain objectionable content.
It's one of them Incredibles.
Yeah, it is, dude. It is. Yeah, how did you guess, mate? How did you guess?
Either because I know, I remember seeing the page, and that is a title that's a more recent U certificate that really should not have been a U. That was pretty violent. Like, we're talking about choking and explosions, attempted suicide, and a lot of sort of superheroic action and mayhem that you just wouldn't see in U films, which are all milquetoast nowadays. And this was an 04, by the way. This was not a 90s U, or even early 2000s.
Oh, almost mid-2000s at that point. It was post-12A, which is the time when we start to think the BBFC clamped down on those two lower two certificates. But yeah, I mean, I've only seen it once, so I can't remember too much stuff, too much objectionable content, because it probably wasn't be slipping my mind. But there are other ones. And have you seen Road to El Dorado?
As one of my favorite films, by the way. And it there's a bit of swearing in it, like we're talking about the word and someone's cuts their hand and they smear blood on the wall, and there's some sexual innuendo that occurs between the shell and the Julio or the Miguel character. And there's been some rumors on the internet saying that the shell and the Julio Miguel character, they were I'll cut that out.
Well, naive children were saying they were kissing, and but of course, desperate for adult. I'll start again. It refers to that little scene there. It says they were kissing. Some naive children, desperate adults who don't want their child innocence ruined, may claim. Also worth noting, the last time the film was classified, one use of the word
crap. Yeah, Smallfoot, that got the axe a little bit because of some language. And even Muppet's Treasure Island, it wasn't the word crap, which in Britain is not really a nice word, but older generations, you will hear it a lot more. They had to cut that out.
That wasn't just that film. It was another film, but I can't remember what it was. But basically, it would be sort of kid films are made in America. And because there's this old trope in, actually, on a, well, TV tropes called avoid the dreaded G rating, where basically you're trying to make these films and they'll do whatever they can to prevent it from getting a G rating. So take a kid's film, they'll put the most mildest of swear words in there, like or something like that. Or hell, so that the MPAA will give it a PG, so it looks like it'll be the tiniest bit of street cred. So, of course, they then send it over to Britain, and rather than just embrace the yellow triangle, like Frozen did or Kung Fu Panda did, they go and cut it out. It's like, well, hang on a second. You don't want a G rating over there, but you do want a U rating here? Makes no sense.
Yeah, that one's a little bit of a strange logic there, but I guess if it's like a film that's aimed at very small children, like a Sesame Street, Elmo and Grouchland, you want to be as squeaky clean as possible, because we're talking not like 8 or 10 year old kids who want to see the next Marvel movie, but we're talking about like 3 and 4 year olds who still pick their nose and watch Noddy on CBBC. I used to be one of those kids who watches Noddy. I miss that cartoon.
Still a kid.
But yeah, that's probably the logic a little bit there. It doesn't quite make sense, but I'm sure. I remember actually we got in a little bit of trouble back at the primary school because people were saying bloody because Ron Weasley from Harry Potter was saying it, and all the kids were obsessed with Harry Potter. That so tells you between 90s millennials versus 80s millennials. Take my word for it. But
I
Harry
will
Potter is
take.
PG, so we're going to skip that.
Well, yeah, that's not something we'd be. I'm still going for other films that are on this list before we get onto
Like
anything else.
Transformers the movie is one I can think of, which they bumped it up to PG because someone says, "Oh, spit, look at that now."
Yeah, but what we're here is that basically that one is a. That version was actually released uncut with a U rating at the cinema originally, from what I've heard.
That's what I heard too, and I think like. Well, certainly not U level language, I can tell you that, but it's a bit strange to want to put a word like that in, an animated film with robots and
Well,
stuff like that.
apparently their logic behind it was they originally did that again in America. To get a PG as opposed to a G rating, because apparently more cinemas would show it or would show it more often.
Well, I suppose. I mean, we even see that logic nowadays where they always relegate the kids and family stuff in the mornings. They'd never really sort of play it out in the evenings because most kids, there's a curfew. You can't really stay up after a certain time, or they have to go to school and stuff like that. That's probably some of the logic behind that. But, anyways, you were saying about your list.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go through some of our films. I mean, 2001: A Space Odyssey is on there. I've not seen that, so I don't really know what to say about it.
I've seen it. I think it's fine at you, but maybe there's probably a bit of swearing, like obviously hell
Don't
and
say.
damn.
Oh, they just.
And
I think
threat.
they say it for more of the threat and the violence. But then again, that could be vague and hard to decipher, so I wouldn't know what to say about it. They go into A Hard Day's Night. Again, not really something I can talk about. I mean, that was back in the 60s, I think, so I mean, it would have meant something different back then. There's Far From a Madding Crowd. I don't actually know anything about that, so I mean, it's not something I really talk about too much.
Wordplay, which is one of the areas where you certificate films Jay can get away with swearing a little bit more than others. So like in most kids' films you'll hear people saying, "Oh darn it," or "heck," or "gosh flying hoots," "suffering succotash." Those were the only words I could really say when I was a child was, "Oh poo." I wasn't really allowed to be swearing and stuff like that. So when I think of youth certificate films, I usually think of words like that. But you can actually say words like hell and damn. I think you can even say Jesus Christ. And people don't think of that as swearing. That's more of like religious oath. But,
I remember one. Well, I remember when I was at school, they were quite strict. And when I said and when I was writing scripts for a play we were doing, he said, "No swearing in the play." So, hey, and I said, "Well, we're not trying not to swear." He said, "Well, I heard damn, I heard swear." It's like we can't say damn. Good grief, you can say that in U-rated films, but yeah, I mean.
Did you go to a religious school or something?
No, well, I mean, well, not a religious school, but obviously it's the private school and everything, and of course it's run by a religious person. We had people of different faiths there, but they did like get quite conservative about things.
All right. Well, you had a bit of a similar experience like I did because we were told the same thing, even at secondary level. And we had to do religious hymns and stuff every now and again after procession at like 9:45, 45 minutes after the school hour of the day started. But that's just me getting a little bit wordy. I'll sort of reel it back a little bit. Now, there's another title that I think they probably omitted, but it's quite recent. It's called Emma. That one got a bit of flack as far as youth certificate titles are concerned because it had bum. You see someone's bum, and I'm like, Well, if it's a painting, or even if it was like Michelangelo's David, and you see his sausage, that's fine at you. It's artistic. It's not leery or sexual, or like or Birth of Venus by Botticelli. You can show that in a you, but I guess, if it's sort of live action nudity, it sort of throws off a little bit. I wouldn't expect to see someone's bum in a you film, so maybe they sort of
Well,
slipped on
again,
that one because it's
not
Jane
much.
Austen.
Well, both America and Australia PG. PG in terms of Canada got PG in Alberta, British Columbia, but G in Quebec. That's different zones altogether. I mean, U in Germany, S in Finland. Rambling a bit here, but yeah, I mean, I've so it's because there was a time it seemed like the BBFC was basically lining up quite well, reasonably well at least, with the MPA, give or take one discrepancies there, that the PG was basically becoming like their PG and the U has become their G. And you've just, again, you saw films like Kung Fu Panda and Frozen were basically getting PG ratings, and which basically just was quite jarring for someone who grew up in the 90s seeing PG films like Jurassic Park and The Mask, and you're just like, wow, things have changed. But now it seems to have gone back a bit, and they are giving U ratings to these sort of kids' films. I mean, Frozen 2 was given a U.
There was even, those Despicable Me and Minions movies, they're all U certificate. Wish, that was U.
Yeah,
Space
that's what I
Jam
was gonna.
2 was a U, and that had a bit of swearing in it, even
Yeah,
a
I was gonna
bleak
get onto
use.
a wish, because we got Paw Patrol, and we've got Wish, which are basically both U's, but they're PGs in both America and Australia. Oh, so Space Jam: A New Legacy, and there's also that new film come out called Migration.
Well, Illumination, they always do U certificate films. They're quite reliable, except for the Super Mario Brothers movie. That was PG. But
Yeah,
had
and of
it come
course,
out 20 years ago, it would have been PG. Oh, yeah,
yeah, well, I
you.
mean, Migration is is G in Australia, but PG in America. But I don't know, what would it take to get a G in America now? I mean, I gotta ask that question because it is getting silly. I actually wanted something I had in mind now when I'm looking at a lot of these ratings discrepancies of these films I've just mentioned, and you may have picked up on a part. My ramblings in the past that I've always been a bit angry at BBC because I think they're a bit of a out of touch buddy duddies that need to get with a program and just stop being so out of touch. But really, when you see discrepancies like this, where, like as I've just mentioned, who are the real ones that need to get with a program at the end of the day?
I would go as far as to also say parents may be needing a little bit of a chill pill on their end. I don't know if I can say it because that's a drug reference. But yes, they become a little bit too militant about what you can or cannot show, or what you can or cannot say. I know even some U films in recent years have gotten a little bit of a what finger wagging, what is the word? Because I remember someone complaining about Mr. Peabody and Sherman having a joke about a dog licking his nether region, and they thought, oh no, you can't have that. That was a U certificate. Minions got some complaints about there being sort of like a torture chamber. That was a U certificate. I didn't hear any complaints about Space Jam 2, but I remember having seen that, I thought, I didn't expect to hear bleak language or sort of hell and damn used a bit more flippantly than you would find nowadays in a U film. So take your word for it.
But well, apology accepted, but just don't do it again. I'm just joking. But there was some film I saw on Netflix as well, but I can't remember what it was called now. Everything. I'm just going to see if I can quickly look it up. I think it's got Zachary Levi in it. I'm just not too sure. But
Well, it's not
oops.
Shazam.
No. It's about an athlete. It found it. Found it. It's American Underdog.
That's a U certificate.
Apparently so, yeah, sports drama directed by the Irvine brothers. It does start at Zachary Levi. What the hell, man?
What? I thought it was PG or 12.
Well, I mean, on on Netflix, yeah, no, it's a U rating, and I have no idea why. I mean, I haven't seen it, but and again, Jesus Christ, in Alberta, in Canada, it's 14A rated. That can't be right.
That's an algorithm issue. That doesn't even sound like the BBFC had some in part to play with it. First off, it's a movie about the NFL or American football. Who even watches that in the UK? Foreign exchange students.
Neither here nor there, right? Dude, that's neither here nor there right now. There's home entertainment, but that could just be an algorithm thing because, again, it's like because again, not released at cinema, could just been it doesn't. I say algorithm thing. I've always thought a bit of the algorithm would be a little bit too harsh and too zealous, but I just don't understand how it can get a film like this. Again, not seen it, can get away with a flipping U rating. I mean, part of me just thinks to myself, well, I don't care if there's nothing really that offensive in it. It's a live action film about sports. I mean, just put a PG on it. I'm done with it. And don't put U ratings on live action films. Put them on really kids' cartoons thingies. Maybe that's just me being a bit zealous.
Jane Austen, Emma and Sense and Sensibility, those were U's, but I never saw them as a kid, even though they were suitable for children.
I don't know about
Pride and Prejudice.
That one from 1995. Yeah, I don't know about. I mean, like I say I've not seen them. No, I haven't seen that Emma either. I just don't understand how a live action film in this stage can still get a U rating, and I'm going to guess not got. Yeah, that Sense of Sensibility was G rated in Australia, but PG in the US. I'm sounding like a broken old record now for saying all this stuff. Canada. Well, PG in most places, but G in Quebec. But then I've not seen it, so I mean, I don't know. But it does seem, even growing up, I find it weird when a live action film could get a U rating. Because every time even back then, thought a U rating, well, it's for kids then. If it's a live action, it should be PG by default and everything. Even if no one says a single swear word or you see any blood or anything. I mean, it was mind-boggling to me when I first found out that Star Wars had a U rating. But then again, I've seen a lot of films that came out during that time growing up, and they were U-rated. Have you seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I have. Actually, I like that movie. It's hilarious when people shrink
like
in the small size. But yeah, it was like a PG at the time where kids' films could either be G or PG, really. But it didn't seem like it pushed it too much to the envelope. Maybe because of some threat. And peril. Oh, peril. Oh.
Well, the fight between the scorpion and the ant may have put it over, because that might be considered quite violent. I don't know. Again, Australia, I think it gave it a PG as well. That's one example of it. Labyrinth is another one with David Bowie, of course. Another one. And this is quite a good one, I reckon. It's worth mentioning. Have you seen Black Cauldron?
That actually was one I never really saw growing up. I never knew why I was allowed to, but I have seen it. And yes, it is quite an intense film. You know, and I talk about Hunchback of Notre Dame a lot, but that one was unusually unsettling, especially with the decomposing corpses reanimated from the grave and trying to terrorize the two young people trying to find some sort of magical elixir or something, and it has John Hurt being menacing and looking like the devil. And I'm sure that scared a lot of children when it first came out. It's the first PG film from Disney Animation.
I wish I'd seen it as a kid. It looked like something I would have absolutely loved. Visually, it looks really cool. I mean, that's my opinion, but yeah, visually, it just looks really cool.
It looks like Iron Maiden. It's like some sort of metal type album cover. Or Ralph Bakshi, who did Lord of the Rings and Wizards, which are A certificate or PG, and those were harder animations. Not quite adult like Fritz the Cat, but they were edgier. So it was more along the lines of like Ralph Bakshi stuff, more so than like children, all ages. Come on, I'll give you some Jammy Dodgers.
Well, yeah, we'll have those later on, but now we have got this podcast to do. I just looked at the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and apparently it was cut for its G rating in Australia, even though it was uncut UNG in Britain and America, respectively. Two other films that come into my mind that were U in Britain, but PG in America, although, to be fair, in the 90s, that was more than you and I might actually realize. Oh, one of them was PG in Australia. I'm just sorry, I know I'm rambling a bit here, but I need to just check them both. One was G. Was of course Iron Giant and Prince of Egypt.
I've seen Prince of Egypt when it came out. I don't know a lot about it, but I remember it having some sort of quite a somber tone. You know, animated films could have that, but I remember it being quite serious and also quite religious, and that's probably why I never really connected with it. But at the same time, Hunchback of Notre Dame has quite similar elements, and that was a U certificate film that really should have been PG. I mean, we're talking about quite open racism towards Romani people, sexual threat as a man tries to sniff a Romani woman and says, I'm going to put a rope around your beautiful neck. He's all grinning. And a lot of violence and threat and knife threats. It was kind of disturbing, but I never had a nightmare from watching it. But my mother, I remember saying, should I let my child be watching this? And it was a U certificate. And I thought, that was quite strong. But I watched it. I was never fazed by it. And I remember going to Disneyland Paris and seeing like the little statues and things from the movie. And that always made me joyous. I can't watch that movie again. It makes me cry. But yeah, sorry, I was. Huh?
No, it's all right. I mean, I didn't watch it as a kid. So, I mean, when I was talking, it came out, I was already a bit old for it. So, I mean, we would have grown up. We did sort of grow up in sort of have different childhoods.
It's not my fault I'm a younger millennial. I do have my issues. I mean, I would be worried more for Tom. The first film he ever saw was Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, and that was a U. But most of the U films that he grew up in were milquetoast and non-threatening. I could only imagine, had he grew up in the same years as we did, the kind of crazy the crazy nonsense that he would have saw. He would have had trauma. Imagine if he saw James the Giant Peach or Hunchback of Notre Dame when he was like 3 or 5. He would have been like...
Well, yeah, but imagine if when he was 7 he saw Memoirs of an Invisible Man. I mean, yeah, both Alvin and Chipmunks movies were PG in America as well. So, again... I don't know if it'd take to get a G rating nowadays. I mean,
well, there's a stereotype I've been hearing about you G rated films mostly being, how do I put it this way, Christian dramas, or like there's this little franchise that I've never even heard of until recently called VeggieTales. And it's funded by evangelical Christian communities, but it's essentially telling the story of Noah or Moses, but for the forms of like these talking vegetables. Sausage Party, it is not. And they've been quite popular with these sort of like Bible belters and stuff. That's essentially what will get you a G-rated film. And they said from years ago that the film that killed the G rating was not Toy Story or Wall-E or any of this. It was actually a movie called The Oogie Loves, which was somehow produced or something by Jim Henson Company and Sesame Street.
I saw, I watched Sean Moore of Cinematic Excrement's review of it. He was not he was not amused, and I'm very glad I'm not taking time out to watch it. Oh, and of course, how can I forget this one, an example of a U-rated movie that was not rated so leniently in other countries? Correct.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get PG and get Pain. Sorry, I had to do Smash Mouth for a second. But I remember seeing that one, and I was like, they do have a bit of swearing in this one. I mean, not as much as Ants, but they got away with a bit. And there
That's
was also
PG.
headbutting and some action violence too in the wrestling scene. I had a good blast with it, but I never really
Is he
picked up
trying to
on that as hard.
compensate? Is he trying to compensate for something?
Oh, yes. Well, that's what they were intended to do with DreamWorks Animation, was somehow trying to put in stuff for the adults, try to make it as edgy as possible, but still make it, appropriate for the family. And a bit strange logic to think about it, but there was a time where you could do that. We had movies like Ants and Who Framed Roger Rabbit that had this sort of
Yeah,
material in there.
those are
In recent years,
PG
we've had,
films, bro.
well,
Those are
exactly, but yes, kids' movies could be a bit more on the all side of things. Home Alone, everyone of all ages watches that film, and that has, some choice language. And I don't hear anyone complaining. Sorry, I got on the tangent. Hold you on there for a second, because the reason why we do compare is because that's what our job sort of entails on this with the podcast, but also maybe to some extent with us British people. Maybe a little less so. We often look at envy of our Commonwealth brothers in that they could watch certain stuff that we couldn't if they were with a parent or something like that. Had I knew for years ago that you could take under 17s to go see a rated R film, as long as they were with a mommy or daddy, I could have seen Team America in the cinema when it came out. But because I was in England, yet be 15, I didn't have that luxury.
Well, yeah, that would, yeah. Sorry about, yeah, it did suck it. That would have sucked quite a bit, yeah. And,
But
yeah,
I
sorry
know I
about that.
said Team America, but I feel the same way about the youth certificate, like I feel about 15 or 18, and it's sometimes 12, when it comes to animations. That's one of the reasons why I'd done that podcast about 2 years ago about animation. Because on the flip side, when you think of U and PG, you think of cartoons. But when you think of 18 or 15, you certainly don't think of that sort of thing at that level. And, like you said, with live action movies about Jane Austen or the monarchy or Chariots of Fire, nah, 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 all being youth certificates, it sort of throws you off a little bit because that's what your parents would watch, not what the 7 or 5-year-old would watch while eating
Oh
Jammy
yeah, I mean,
Dodgers.
yeah, but I mean, I sort of bring it up because I always feel that basically for ratings to actually justify their existence, continue on into the future, you've got to expect some sort of consistency among ratings boards. I mean, I was always sort of defending Frozen's PG rating back when it came out. It was like, well, it's PG in America, it's PG in Australia, it seems to be PG average across the board. It's pretty consistent. It's when, of course, there isn't a cons there's a discrepancy between his ratings board. It's like, well, hang on a second. I mean, why is this? Why are certain countries giving it different ratings? And you've got to ask the question, who's got it right and who's got it wrong? Because clearly they can't both be right. You do have to sort of like fine. That's why I get so angry when I see films that get PG-13 in America, but then get rated 15 in Britain. Although to be fair, do I? Yeah, I suppose I do express the same anger. Well, not quite as much anger, but still a little bit of a grower or disappointment when it gets rated PG here, like I did with Bill and Ted, because it's just like, come on, you. You expect, again, consistency. You just expect it all to make sense. And of course, if it isn't consistent, it doesn't make sense. At least not the way I see it.
No, but I totally understand there. But, as with anything, you have to take things based on context a little bit because Australia and US or Canada or South Africa, Ireland, all cultures are not always alike there. And certain things may be a little bit more offensive than others. I'll tell you one thing for certain. Australians can get away with a lot more swearing And I'm sure even at the PG and G levels than they can in the UK.
Yeah, but I've always asked myself a question, why is that? I mean, if they're cool with that sort of stuff now, why can't we be? I mean, it's all good to say, it's just different cultures, but when it comes down to it, it's like you can judge a kind of judge a culture or a country by, frankly, how liberal it is. And if a country comes across as a bit conservative or stuffy, you can say it doesn't make you look upon that culture or country with great admiration or respect. That's why the French do get quite a lot of a respect, because you see the kind of films they give 12 or tout public to, and it's just like, wow, they are really not bothered by this sort of stuff. They come across as really cool. I mean, I know France's 12 rating doesn't allow parents to take their kids, but it really puts, it's kind of an eye opener. It's like, well, hang on, if they're cool with that stuff, why aren't we? You know,
Well,
as
but I
it comes a
mean,
point, it comes a point where it just feels a little embarrassing.
us English, we don't have quite that same level. Also, probably it might be a bit of a socioeconomic issue, because in Britain we always assume if it's classy, only the rich can watch it or obtain it. So, and because of the way Britain's class system has always been sort of pitted against working and even middle people, we just don't view certain things the same way. So let's say, because in Furman's case, he did let certain things slip by, even at all levels. If it was a foreign film that was only going to be shown to people in London or in the university areas, then if it was a mass market film that was going to be aimed at anyone, including people in Telford or Lincolnshire, he would go in hard on it. In America, class isn't quite always the dominant conversation. Race is, but the two can overlap. And also because America is sort of divided by 50 states and everything in between, there can be some sort of weird overlays. So let's say in the West Coast, you can say some swearing, but you can't show extreme violence. But if you show in the South, you can't show sex or nudity, but you can show people hunting animals and deers with blood gushing out of their neck. For me, it's a bit unusual, but take it through an outsider's perspective. Even there's certain things in the UK I don't quite understand. But sorry, I went a bit of a tangent right there. But yes, as far as what we're
Yeah, you did.
concerned, as with the and how it all sort of ties into the youth certificate, is the ultimate idea of what essentially is appropriate for children versus what isn't. And I will tell you for certain, I don't think a movie like Hunchback in Notre Dame is suitable for young children. But I think Toy Story is fine for all ages, but it's a higher rating in the UK.
Yeah, that was ridiculous of them. They were just just basically overreacting to the idea concept of imitable actions, and they just basically came to too hard on that. I mean, it made no odds one way or the other, because PG, you all ages can see it, and all ages can see it unaccompanied. So you may ask, just what's the difference really, other than the fact that PG just means parents apply a bit of caution. But I mean, to be honest, any parent what sees that yellow triangle for Toy Story, ignore it. Let your kid watch it. There's nothing to worry about.
Especially considering number three has actually more stronger material than all four films combined. Everyone knows about that scene involving the incinerator. That
Yes, I've
scene
heard.
freaked people out. That was a film that people said should not have been a youth certificate because it was too intense. Now the toys, they survive in the end, but some people were freaking out, thinking, "Is this going to be the end of it? Is this going to be the Woody and Buzz?" I was one of those people because that movie made me cry for love nor money. But yes, that's another one. I will say the strongest U film, as far as outside of, well, within Pixar, is not Toy Story 3. It's either The Incredibles or that Up movie. Now, if you've seen Up, there's references to miscarriage. There is a scene where a man is beaten in the head with a walking stick, and you see some bloody detail on his head. That's bloody in
Really?
related blood, and we
Yes, I know
see
what you mean.
threat involving knives, and there's an implication that someone falls to their death. So yeah, it's a bit unusual for a U. It's a quite strong one. It probably would be a PG nowadays.
Well, was it not? It doesn't feel that long ago, but 50 years. But PG, but again, PG in the other two countries I keep mentioning.
Ref. And
you know, it's not like, I mean, it may sound like picking them, but of course, mentioned Toy Story was like a PG here, but a G in America, and so was Mr. Bean's Holiday, the 2007 one, which was PG here, just like the first one was, but G in America. So that throws me quite a bit. Mark, I got another one. Don't know if you'd watched this one. Apparently, it's been re-rated recently, and that's Ice Age for Meltdown. It's been upgraded to a PG. The rest of the Ice Age films have maintained their U ratings, but not this one. There it says the term "a wild donkey," but the word is mentioned as well. So I think that could be, but the rationale is mild bad language threat and innuendo. But yeah, I think the mild bad language is crap.
Yeah, that's probably the real clicker. I mean, it's been quite a few years since I've seen that, so yeah, it's probably the word crap.
It's the only one I went to go see at the cinema.
I know we've talked about films and TV a lot, but advertising as well. The U certificate has always been there when you see like ads or PIFs in the cinema. But the weirdest thing is sometimes you'll get U certificates for ads that don't deserve it, like ones for alcohol products that you get for Stella Artois. I'm like, I don't think four-year-olds should be watching an ad with people drinking beer and stuff or trying to sell the latest whiskey. That throws me off a little bit. But then again, there's nothing really objectionable other than it advertising for alcohol. I don't know. How do you feel about that yourself? Because for, you know, growing up, they don't really do it nowadays anymore. But in our day, you used to see the certificates on adverts in the cinema.
I don't remember seeing many of the. I don't remember seeing many of that stuff. I remember seeing the Crime Stoppers one, which didn't make much odds because there's one that's U-rated and one that was 18, and the only difference was the F word, which doesn't bother my mates of an 18, so I don't know what I was all about. I haven't got much to really contribute to this particular subject, I'm afraid.
Oh, no worries about that. But I just thought to say that there, and because I know Tom's obsessed with that sort of thing. And on the flip side, for a long time, up until 2004, all ads had to be U or 15. If it was none of those, you had to submit it as a film. It wasn't until sort of mid-2004 that you could relax a little bit and have every advert or PIF get whatever rating it could get. But nowadays, now because they don't really put certificates on adverts, it's certainly not as frequently like they used to, it kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit. And you're like, where's the shock value? It happened when I saw Poor Things. There was the first ad you saw was something for Holocaust Memorial. I thought, there's going to be a certificate on it. There's going to be a certificate. Nope, no such thing. And then on the flip side, the UC rating. You want to discuss about that just briefly? Little bit surprised they got rid of that.
Well, I don't think they really felt there was any point keeping it. By the time, like, they did, you know, I mean, PG had been applied to so many kids' films that basically the U itself was pretty much completely considered to be just saccharine and benign and banal and nothing of any edge in it. So what's the point of a UC? I remember on a few of the videos I had around at my house in my early years, involving older cartoons, old Tex Avery cartoons and everything, but what was the point of it? I mean, it's you.
Well, they probably wanted to differentiate between preschool children or like very young ones versus a U film, which could be for all ages. America still sort of applies this sort of weird logic, because in America, on television at least, There's the Y and the Y7, Y7FV versus the G rating. In all fairness, they might as well be the same thing, really. It's just G is used for any show that's not marketed to children, but the Y ratings are all sort of like on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, which, at the end of the day, any child can enjoy a show about people cooking food or traveling to Germany to learn about Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation. But they would find it boring when they could watch SpongeBob or Rugrats instead.
Well, that's true. That's true. Also, while I'm here, I was just looking up True Grit on the original one from 69. Which of course was given a U rating originally and a G rating in America. But again, that was back when the U was sort of more felt of just, okay, general audiences, doesn't mean it's necessarily a kids flick. Rugrats, the movie. God, this is so professional of me. No, I'm a professional like this anyway. Rugrats, the movie. Oh no, that's a G rating in Sepo Land. But just wanted to see what a rating it had. But
I know Rugrats Go Wild. That was PG stateside, which, huh? That one I really don't get. Like, I don't get Paw Patrol movie number 2 being a PG stateside. I mean, these are shows that are aimed at very young children. Like,
yeah, I can't
the
even
same
get my
people
head
who watch running. Noddy or Peppa the Pig.
And so is Inside Out, apparently.
Exactly. Well, that one, Inside Out's probably aimed at a slightly older child than something like Paw Patrol. That's like almost babies. A little older than babies, but not old enough to go to primary. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been a stupid child who ate Jammy Dodgers and dinosaur chicken nuggets.
bring back old memories.
But I will say on our end, because most people, when they think of movies that scare them, they always think of like the 15-18 stuff. But I've heard a lot more people in our generation say it's the U films that scared them when they were growing up. Now, for me, I can't quite tell you that, really, because people would laugh at me. But for you, I will ask you that same question.
Oh, could you repeat the question, please?
What was the film at you that scared you the most or freaked you out?
I don't know.
Secret of Nim?
Maybe. No, I didn't see that. I don't know. Maybe it was Fantasia. Because that has some pretty weird stuff. Well, like I said, I don't remember being scared of it when I was a kid. I was scared of my dad with me, I guess. But if I'd seen that by myself, I might have found it a little scary, with like Mickey's weird shenanigans with the mop and the broom and everything, and of course there's all this hell imagery. Plus the scene where that in the dinosaur scene where the T-Rex attacks them. So that's possibly one. I don't know. That's other than that, I'm gonna have to pass. What was yours?
Well, that one I can't even explain myself. So that one I probably would just have to pass through. But I will say I remember seeing Bug's Life. Now, you can laugh at me all you want, but for some reason, seeing a malfunctioning bird, sort of, chow, chow, but then it malfunctions, and this is in the outtakes of Bug's Life, sort of malfunction. I was like, that was a bit disorienting a little bit. But most of the ads that were use certificates sort of freaked me out. Like your PIFs from Think and stuff. Which one of the one involves a teenage boy being run over by a car, and he's a ghost. And that was played before Shrek. And I said this to Tom, and I thought, it was not the film that was nightmarish, it was the PIF. And then at the end of the film, like when the film reel ends, that those two things freaked me the hell out for some reason. I don't know about you.
I may not have seen it, so I can't say for sure.
What about at the end of the film, like when the credits roll and there's that white stuff and the heads of tails of the 35mm print? It was always so loud in the auditorium when it happened, I was like, I want to run. Yeah. The most disturbing thing I've ever seen, but it's not a Eustif guy, I can tell you that. But one of the most violent films that I saw when I was a child was a U certificate, and it wasn't Worship Down. It was Weirdly Enough Hercules by Disney. You remember that scene where he fights the snake monster or Hydra? That scene never, well, I guess it was a bit unnerving, but I found that scene very violent. Not in a Hunchback sort of way, but it was quite, we saw decapitation and saw a scary snake monster sort of hissing and biting at Hercules.
Like I say, I did watch Hercules for the first time on Disney Plus a few years ago. I probably might have found it a bit scary if I was younger, but you know, obviously it didn't have any effect on me, so I can't really say. Oh, dude, I just remembered one other film. I may have mentioned this to you on our little chat somewhere. The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
I always forget about that being a U certificate, but it actually is. I know we talked about nudity a little bit with the Emma movie, but that one was kind of unusual because it's shown cartoon breastfeeding or like a naked baby.
Yeah, but I suppose the way it was drawn might have like justified it. I don't know. I suppose I was a little shocked by it, but the way it's drawn and just the way it looks and everything, you can't really bring yourself to really sort of like be outraged by it. I mean, let's face it, if you get outraged by it, you're going to look a bit of a ninny, aren't you?
I would say so too. I mean, we're not talking about like nudity that appeared in the Simpsons movie. That was pushing it a bit. That's PG. But if you want to show like Michelangelo's David, or that one with the man touching the hand of God, you see his hoo-ha, that's fine at you. But usually other types of nudity, Jerry's like, what? That was a bit unusual. Because if anything, you just don't see it. If you think, you know, you show someone's bum, it will at least be a PG. I've seen you films show people's bums. I mean, Chariots of Fire, you see a little bit of someone's bottom while they were having a bath or something, but no one sort of blinked an eye on that because Chariots of Fire is not a kid's movie. That's a film for your parents. Let's hope Britain wins at the Olympics this year. It's probably going to get a lot worse as we get older because of algorithms. Anything could be anything. You know, even outside of Disney Plus and Netflix and all that, on YouTube, there, I think, even like scenes from PG and 12A films that have the viewer restriction on it, like you have to be 18 plus and sign in, or like it has the community guidelines restriction on it. But there's clips from like 18 films that don't even get flagged. But sometimes you get like clips from PG or 12 films that get flagged. Like, what kind of logic is that?
I think when these clips get taken out of context, I mean, they can be interpreted all sorts of ways. It's a context does matter.
Absolutely. And sometimes I know a US system, MPA, does, Jay, overlook that. So I do wonder, well, some great films are now being penalized simply because they realize, it has one scene, gotta remove it. What next? You're going to turn like to the KGB. If you say WAR, they're going to send you to a Siberian penal colony. I like to see them try to arrest us all the way here just for saying that. I'm watching you, Putin. I'm watching you.
Yeah, you do that. You do that. Have we covered all thing that can be covered?
I think we've ran our course at this point. So nevertheless, I'm very happy to have had you on board, probably for the last podcast we'll be doing in quite a long time or ever. But, you know, never say never on these sort of ones. But nonetheless, I'm going to try to edit it all together to try to make it appropriate you. Maybe just stretch down, just do it a PG, because the best U certificates are now PGs.
Oh, yeah. That's true. All right. Well, I mean, okay. Right, well, I guess with all that in mind, well, thanks for having me on, Mark.
Hey, you're very welcome.